Hello and welcome to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines, and the aviation industry. In this episode, in collaboration with Emma Systems, we have with us Davide Martini, a senior expert at EASA who discusses the role of cybersecurity in the aviation industry. He is in conversation with Jean-Luc Devicher. So, without further ado, let's give the floor to them.
So maybe we can start by introducing yourself and the function and the organization you work for.
Yes. So my name is Davide Martini, and I am a senior expert in cybersecurity in aviation. And I serve in the European Agency for Aviation Safety, so the EASA, this is the acronym, and is an agency of the European Union. I am an aerospace engineer by education. So I was supposed to build aircraft or to design them, but then my job experience, let's say, was more with the electronic device or information technology, bits, software, and so forth. Therefore, I had to develop a certain sensibility to new threats that were, well, they call it new threats, but say the malicious or in bad interactions with the computer technologies are very well known issues since decades. But let's say that this sensibility in the operational world came a little bit later. And also started to grow in my business areas, and had to consider that there were some issues coming from outside that were not considered during the design. So the cyber security or the cyber threats became important. And the same happened, say, in the industry and in the aviation authorities and regulatory organizations. So, coming back to EASA, and that I joined in 2016. EASA probably could be good to introduce what is the main objective of EASA, is to ensure the highest level of safety in aviation transport for EU citizens, as well as environmental protection. EASA is doing this by monitoring the evolution of aviation transport in terms of technologies, services, and emerging risks. And therefore, say that in 2015, it was somehow agreed at a very high managerial level amongst the representative of the different aviation authorities, industries, European commissions, that cyber threats was definitely an emerging risk. Some activities should have been identified, say, planned. Well, first of all, the problem should have been understood by everybody in the same way, and some actions should have been, discussed and put in place. So one of these initial actions was to recruit some experts, but what kind of expert? Experts with a cybersecurity background, with aviation background. So the answer was a mix, but typically the idea was to recruit experts with an aviation background, meaning that they were mostly working in the aircraft design, for instance, or avionic design, or as in my case, more in the design and delivery of services for operational technology, and that were exposed to the cybersecurity matters. So, like I said, I started in 2016, and as EASA started to deal with that matter, more, say, organized with respect to the past. And in a few months, a new department was created. And this is the department for which I continue to serve, no? to work for. And in fact, is the emerging cybersecurity and emerging risks department, or well, we call it section department, is the higher say area within which this section works, which say monitors safety risks and say the wider sources for of safety risks and provides say a continuous overview of the traditional, say, safety risks stemming from human errors or defects. And so we joined this group, providing our peculiar perspective on the cybersecurity risks that, and this is where it's important to make the distinction, that may have consequences on the safety of the aviation system.
Into the, let's say, my second question, which is more about, okay, what is the focus? Because like you said, it's about safety, it's about cybersecurity, but that goes a long way. Is it airplanes? Is it airports? Is it everything related to what passengers share with the airport and the airline? Or how do we have to see that cybersecurity approach specifically within EASA?
Yeah, and we can quickly go back to the role of EASA. So EASA has a mission to ensure the highest level of safety, like I said. But what does it mean? It means that in order to achieve this goal, has certain activities. Some of them are very technical. But first of all, we draft and implement, we propose rules. So we draft rules for the Commission for new arising, I'll say, issues or technologies that needs to be somehow defined in certain details, including therefore when we speak about arising issues, cybersecurity. So we are a rule maker, but we also certify and approve products and organizations. So we act at European level, and we certify all aviation products from the big aircraft to the smallest one or to the parts. And we also provide oversights and support to member states where there is a shared competence, such as the air operations or air traffic management. So with different level of involvement, EASA covers the whole aviation sector, and it also cooperates with other international actors, such as the, well, just to mention probably the most known one, FAA, you know, the Aviation Authority in the US, where we have bilateral agreements. Therefore, we try to have the same approach, no? for safety aspects. So it means that in EASA we have to decline cybersecurity as other aspects to all the stakeholders, to all the fields. And in cybersecurity, I think this is quite natural or standardized approach. So if we divide the activities into the certification and approval of products, it is a common approach in cybersecurity to put a certain level of attention at the design of products. So we speak about security by design. And this goes along with the activities that EASA does with the certification and approval of products. And on the other side, we also mentioned the approval of organizations. And this is another aspect of cybersecurity. We have products that needs to be secure, but there are also people and processes involved. And therefore, in the approval of organization, we can have a say, and we can, through regulation or through activities that are aimed at raising the awareness of the people or the organization, to put a certain level of focus and attention on cybersecurity risks issues. And we have contact with member states, so we can do the same activity with member states and with other entities that with which we share the competencies. So this is, in a nutshell, the approach. It's a 360 approach, or a total approach, if you want, where we try to decline the subject in all the sub areas.
You now have, a 5 years behind you. You started in 2016. I mean, what are the biggest kind of threats you see? I mean, is there a specific threat which you say this is becoming more and more a kind of a common threat? Is that a tendency you see in with regards to cybersecurity?
Consideration with respect to one is it's an answer and the other is a consideration. Tendency we see from our very specific point of observation, which means that we have our limited means to observe the outside world. We put a lot of attention, but we tend to monitor the world through the news, public news that are coming, or with contacts with our stakeholders. So this means that we are not monitoring any dark web activity, or we do not have any, law enforcement channel that reach us. But just monitoring the public information available, we saw waves of activity, and some of these waves came horizontally on all the sectors, and aviation was not excluded. Other waves were targeting the transport sector, but not others. What kind of waves I'm talking about? Well, attacks that were maybe trying to disrupt the services in order to gain some economical advantage, or to exfiltrate information. So the result, of 5 years of observation says that the activity, it's continues and is pressing, but it comes sometimes you have some months of relief and other months where there is more pressure. But now comes the consideration, and what we learned in these 5 years, but even more if we think about activities that started even at the beginning of the 2010, that the when let's say the attention on the aviation products started to say, or cybersecurity was part of a certain reflection, say, on the aviation products in the industry, first of all. Well, but like we said, the attacks, the attacks vectors, the motivation, it is one element that we may observe and may help us, say, in certain reflection. But on the other side, what we try to do is to focus on the effect, whatever the attack motivation might be, or the attack vector, so the carrier, say, or the entity that execute the attack is. Because like I said, there are waves. So, and we cannot follow dynamically these waves with the aviation products, with the people involved, and with the processes we have, which are normally quite steady, changing, but very slowly. So we need to build, now it's a very common term, a resilient ecosystem or aviation system in our case, that is capable to face new threats, new waves. What does it mean, resilience, in practice? It means that we need to drive our actions and solutions by trying to discard, let's say, or be influenced by certain paths. Think a bit wider. So, what can happen? It's tomorrow. It could be completely different than what has happened yesterday in terms of, like I said, motivation of attacks, but also in terms of way. Say it is this attack. It's exploited.
Yeah, I think it's a good it's a good way forward, and a good answer. Now coming back to what I see at a lot of airports, for example, is that they have multiple IT systems, often coming from multiple sources. And not always talking to each other. Is that not a kind of a potential risk for airports? I know that so far we haven't seen too many airports being kind of, let's say, under attack, or at least not publicly, by cybersecurity attacks. But an airport is really kind of nest might sound kind of a strange word, but it's really a gathering of a lot of different systems. Is that not a kind of a risk element?
Definitely. In fact, the airport, it's a very complex word. Huh? Let's say that there are streams that are intertwined and maybe interfere each other, and activities, some of them are very much business related, others are high worthiness related, and the mix of these business activities and systems requires a certain say diligent approach, I would say. In fact, it may happen that an attack, it's, say, motivated by business, I would say, reasons. It means that the business of the attacker, which might be cyber criminals, no? So they want to have an economical return from the attack. But for whatever reasons, systems are somehow connected, the business one connected with the operational for whatever reason. So it means that there was an error in conception of the systems, and this attack has side effect. Therefore, I go back to what I said before. Motivations are important, but are not the important driver. The perspective should be a little bit different. So a diligent approach. Therefore, it comes from awareness. And it comes from awareness, documented awareness. What is the picture? What are the systems in place? Which one are operating for business reasons that are completely disconnected with the operations, which are instead are supporting the operation, and amongst these supporting the operation, which are the most critical, definition of critical here is which are those if that might create accidents, incidents, discomfort if they are attacked, and therefore somehow they start to operate improperly. They may not operate at all. They might operate improperly and sending wrong information, for instance. So these are the reflection that needs to be done. Then the airport, yes, it's challenging, like we said, because it requires a multidisciplinary approach and probably the involvement of the different aspect, the different sector, the different responsible of the different areas. But only with the awareness we can start, let's say, then to design solutions if it is valid for airport, like we said, and it's valid for all the other sectors. Let me say, in addition to this, in fact, one of the most central aspect of what we are introducing in the regulations, or what we are bringing forward in our approach, is to ask to the organization to conduct a risk assessment, a cybersecurity risk assessment. So the risk assessment is the tool to gain awareness a knowledge of the premises, no, of the operations. Awareness, because it involves all the functions. All the functions need to understand that, oh yes, there is a cybersecurity matter that I have to deal with. And these cybersecurity matters, it is something that may give rise to a malfunction. Therefore, there is the risk, not the certainty, the risk that is something happens, someone wants to attack us for whatever reason, like I said. These other systems or people or processes are compromised, and there might be then an impact. Okay, so you see, it's very logical, the approach.
But I mean, then after the risk assessment, is it then not, I mean, as an action afterwards, not more to kind of make the IT manager of the airport in this case also the kind of cybersecurity person? Because IT's responsibility is to oversee all the different systems, but should it at the same time not also kind of become a cybersecurity person that overlooks how the potential risks can be better managed? Could that be a result of the risk assessment?
In cybersecurity, so not in aviation. Now I'm talking about more in general, and coming also to the IT world. So when we say IT, we think about all the computerized service that support the business. There was at a certain point. A revelation, let's say, that the cybersecurity was always considered like a task for the IT team, the team of engineers, technicians, eventually the manager of the IT department, And so they were left alone, no, to face cyber attacks, eventually conduct risk assessment. But then the revelation was that all of this IT, like I said, support the business. So it is the business function, the organization, has to have an overview and ultimately to have a say to what has to be controlled, monitored more strictly, or where the fundings, the resources needs to be put, because a cyber attack that might be trivial from an IT perspective, imagine also the spamming, no? It's a trivial, it's non-technical, but it leverages on other factors such as social engineering that can disrupt the business. So maybe the IT personnel may not really take care of it. They may want to act on the router, the filter, whatever. So this is why it's important to have like an helicopter view, no? Using the aeronautical analogy. An overview of the business, the system, the functions, and then go back, go down. Where? To the technology, then IT, to the processes, to the people. And innovation is exactly the same, with some peculiarities. So we are not different because we are completely different. What is the peculiarity of the aviation system? Is that there are more operational technologies. It means that there are computerized systems that do not only support the business functions, the traditional one, the offices, or the selling of the products, but they support the operations of the aircraft, or airborne, ground operation, and whatever. So it's slightly different. There are, from a technological perspective, some differences. There are not many personal computer, but maybe bespoke technologies. It's always computerized system, but slightly different. And the way they interact with each other is slightly different with respect to IT. But this is a technological perspective. It's important. It's a different. And also, the other aspect of aviation is that it's cross-border. So it means that there are many subjects that interact each other, exchange, and maybe they are located in different nation states. Therefore, you see here, having an overview, an helicopter view, it's much more challenging. You know? It requires, of course, coordination. And if you think that an aircraft may take off from an airport, then fly over other controlled airspace of another nation states in Europe, but we can also think worldwide, and then land in another airport of a third nation state as a minimum, no? You have a certain security environment in the airport from which the aircraft takes off. Another security environment during the flyover. And then the third one where the aircraft land. This is, to me, a very important, say, different with respect to other businesses and to other areas. And again, requires the same approach in terms of high-level view, but a bigger effort because we have to coordinate through states, through different authorities. The same operator needs to have, similar, let's say, needs to find similar approaches in all of these different environment that may encounter during the flight. It's only one example, but I think it could give you an idea of what are the challenges and the differences. So it is not definitely not the IT department.
I think that's very clear because, like you said, it goes very vast. Eh? I mean, it's from, and like you see it, and also in normal, well, in other companies, I mean, it's from HR really educating the personnel to all the external apps, from the marketing department to all the different systems and the overriding systems to keep airplanes in the air. So I think it's a really very vast subject. I completely agree. And then indeed, IT alone cannot handle all the aspects. So I completely agree with you. Now looking forward, I mean, are there specific trends which you see in with regards to cybersecurity, things we need to be aware of, or things which you think will become more and more important? Are there specific trends in your line of business?
I tend to echo what all the sector is saying, that is the digitalization of aviation is, well, we cannot say that it's just started, because it's already a few years that we see this happening, but it will continue. And it means that what was before analog managed by computer systems will become managed by computer systems. And then we also are introducing more exchange between stakeholders. If you think eventually data link, communication, or exchange of position information between aircraft, we tend to go more on satellites communication. So we have digitalization, an increase of exchange of information, digital again. It means that for those who call it the exposure, no? So it's increasing. So what is the exposure? I mean, opportunities, basically, no? For cyber attackers, and like we said, whatever is the motivation, no? To interfere. If you have only one system, one channel of communication, you can imagine it's a different scenario with respect to have hundreds of thousands. So this is, in a nutshell, the exposure. And also we are moving in a direction where there might be certain urban mobility by air. Urban mobility and autonomous urban mobility, it's an important subject. On ground, we have already urban mobility, so the challenge for the transport sector on ground is the autonomous one. We still have to go through a semi-autonomous one, but urban mobility by air. So the drones or the Airbus may enter into our scene very soon. And maybe in the future, this flight would be completely autonomous, so controlled by centralized systems. And as you can see here, we have a slightly different safety issue. So we need to be sure that all of these steps are done now considering cybersecurity aspects. The approach has changed. In one very simple aspect, so we developed for decades systems, but also we put in operation systems, aircraft, to be very specific, but it could be a general, could be more generic, I say, ATM systems, for instance, in an environment that we consider trusted. So we trusted all the subjects that in somehow machines or people that would have interacted with these systems. But now we are saying, what if the environment is not trusted? And this is basically the fundamental difference, which brings in a concept like security by design that I mentioned already. So let's consider the environment not trusted and put some protection at source. Or for what concern the people and processes, let's consider that people may interact with non-trusted other people, or that the process may operate in a non-trusted or eventually contested environment. So they need to be protected somehow, no? They need to have what does it mean? It means that the people needs to check what to receive. Processes needs to check, verify what has been produced by previous steps, no? And goes into the next one. This is normally a process. And so forth. So this is what is driving the new element that is driving all the future activities. So therefore, the digitalization or any new mean of transport that will be introduced in aviation, we'll have a look also at the cybersecurity aspects.
So I mean, there will be constant risk assessment actually needing to happen, eh? Because you have all those key elements coming in. And new elements, like you said, the new mobility, the new urban mobility. So it means that we constantly need to revisit, like you said, our processes, the way we are set up, the interactions, the way how people interact. So it's a very interesting business model also for people that do risk assessments, and the cybersecurity approach will only gain in importance going forward.
It is correct. In fact, you highlighted another fundamental difference between the, let me say, traditional safety approach and the approach where cybersecurity is taken into account. No? In fact, I remember the motto that says that when a system works properly, never touch it, no? So this is there has been then declined in several famous phrases, and is the safety approach. So once a system, a process has been designed in a way that it satisfies so our safety appetite. To risks, no? So we know that we can accept certain risks with the potential outcome till a certain extent. No? So when we are satisfied, the system is there, we tend to maintain it but not change it unless it's strictly necessary. So the risk assessment has been done once and is there. No one is touching it, no? If we maintain all the conditions that let us to the result. It's completely different for cybersecurity, because one of these elements which drives the likelihood of an occurrence of risk, that is the attacker, basically, and to be more precise, the means that this attacker may have or may gain, the knowledge, the vulnerability that he may want to exploit, these are constantly changing. So the risk assessment is changing, even if we do not do anything. So first, we need to reassess what we have done in the past. When? Well, we may do it periodically, but is it sufficient? Probably not, because anything can happen the day after we did the latest check. So we need to monitor the outer world. I go back again to the waves, no? We are not very much interested in the waves for making certain speculations. But we need to look at the waves now to see, is it my risk assessment still valid? Am I prepared to that? Yes. Okay. So let's continue. Otherwise, it may come out that I do not have the same margin of safety that I was supposed to have. Therefore, some action needs to be taken, no? Additional mitigations, how we call it, so that re-establish the conditions where risks are still acceptable.
Okay, cool. Well, that was my last question, so I think You gave a very good, extensive answer. So thank you very much for this. Is there something else we need to know, or something else you want to add before we leave this this podcast?
Well, first of all, I thank you for this invitation and for having me in this podcast. And what I can add is that from a regulatory perspective, the product regulation has been amended last year, if I well remember, with the COVID. I lost track of time, but the new aviation products need to be developed with cybersecurity objective, and like I said, people and processes are also important. So EASA proposed a new regulation that is called Part IS, information security, to the Commission, and probably in the coming years we will also cover through this regulation the famous people and processes, so the organization. Therefore, I can only say stay tuned, if you want to use the proper wording for this podcast. Maybe there will be news important news for our aviation stakeholders and friends in the coming months.
Cool. We look forward to that. So, Mr. Martini, thank you very much for your time today. This was the Aviation Reporter with EASA. Thank you very much for your brilliant explanation on the cybersecurity approach. And have a lovely day.
Thanks to you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. This podcast was brought to you in collaboration with EMA Systems. EMA helps airports optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through its various AI components, including ACDM. You can visit www.emma.aero to find out more. Onwards and upwards towards our next episode.